What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Okay, we ain't gonna do nothing long and drawn out. Basically, long story short, I haven't been on YouTube for a while. It's probably been like a month since I uploaded any new content because I'm in a situation with YouTube MCN that I don't want to be in anymore. So I'm like, I'm not uploading nothing until I get out of the situation. It's not working. What I need, they can't provide. They don't do. So why hold me in a situation that you can't provide what I need? So if I don't make no money from my content, y'all don't make no money. Why are we still in business? Contractually, I fulfilled obligations. Contractually, they can't do what they said they can do. So it's just time for me to go. So I'm asking for my release so I can do what I need to do and provide what I need to provide for my brand. You know, it's tough building these brands because I'm competing against people that have major corporations coming from the Forbes DVD thing, doing my own thing, building this to where it's at today. It's been something that I've done, you know, basically on my own, just, you know, my team, my camera guys, just us, just really building this. And we partner up with these MCNs and they say they can do this, they can do that, they're going to do this. They don't do nothing that they say they can do sometimes. And it's like you almost have to partner up with them because if not, if you just do YouTube AdSense, they could just demonetize your channel. There's so much that they can do and that they do. And some MCNs are very, very great. They help you with, you know, SEOs and just different tools to build your channel. But this particular MCN that I'm with, and I'm not going to bash them. I'm not going to say their name. I'm not even going to say nothing negative about them. I'm just going to say that it's not working and it's hurting my brand right now. And I just need to be out of this situation with them. That's it. So they haven't helped me, my channel grow. I haven't made any extra money, nothing, you know, normal. It's just been nothing out of the norm and it's just not working. It's just not working. Our partnership is not working. And it's been going on for a while now. I've been kind of quiet about it. I just didn't upload nothing. What I did do was I went on vacation. I just got up one night and said, yo, look, I'm taking a break. I'm out. I uploaded the Benzino interview. I'm like, yo, I'm out. Went to Cancun for a few days, tanned up, ate everything I could get my fingers on because it's all inclusive. So I just enjoyed myself and just didn't think about YouTube and, you know, nothing to do with business or anything like that. I just went away and chilled. And while I was away, though, I still had, you know, some of my audio going out there. So that's why the Future interview dropped. And that's why the Pete Rock interview dropped, because a lot of people never heard that or saw that. So I made sure that that was out. And then we had another show that we was signing to the network. So we ran it through my channel to get them, you know, familiar with the people. But other than that, on YouTube, I have Eric Sermon interview. I apologize to Eric Sermon because I dropped his audio, but I never dropped his video. And it's messed up because I was a part of his Vernia campaign. The video was a part of the Vernia campaign, but I wasn't going to drop the video and it just not do what it needed to do based off of the situation that I'm in. So I held that back. I got Ty Fife interview that I didn't drop. Jerry Wonder interview that I didn't drop. A+ interview that I didn't drop. The visuals, and I'm talking about the visuals to everything. The full Antoinette, the full Gonzo. I got so much visuals that I didn't drop because, yo, I'm not one of them people who just put out my content for nothing. I believe in quality. You know, a lot of people could do 10 videos in a day. They don't have no overhead. They don't have no real means of even putting out content. It's just, you know, a lot of people could just jump on the camera and just say whatever they want to say for 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever the case may be. That's not my thing. My thing is to do interviews. Yes, I do social commentary. I can do social commentary too, just like everybody else. But I'm not an angry dude, so I'm not going to just jump on the camera and just think about what's wrong in the world and just talk about it for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or an hour. I don't care about that. My thing, my strong suit has always been doing interviews, interviewing artists, new, old, up and coming, veterans. That's my thing. That's what I do. So that's what I want to get back to. That's what, you know, and it's tough because I'm in a category and I'm competing with people who have big major corporations behind them, and I don't have none of that. Now, as far as my audio, I'm in a good place. I'm with Intercom. You know, the audio is great. You know, I got Spotify, I got iTunes, I got radio.com. That's going great. The audio is great, but when it comes to the visual, I'm having problems where people are not getting to see my visuals because I'm not uploading nothing on my YouTube. I'm just not doing it until the situation is fixed. You know, when I asked for a release out of my situation, and then I was told about some terms that just got made up out of nowhere. Just a lot of stuff is not making no sense. So, you know, legally I'm investigating what I can do, but this is what happens. You know, the funny thing about me is I feel like I'm a sacrificial lamb for many things, and I go through stuff and then somebody else get to come and reap the benefits for what I sacrificed my brand for. And it's just, that's why you got all these podcasters out of nowhere. You got all these interviewers out of nowhere. You got all these media people. And I remember when I started doing a lot of this stuff, people was looking at me like, yo, what are you doing? Like, what is this media thing you're trying to do? And it was the people who's actually that got podcasts now. I was interviewing them and they was like, what is this? What are you doing? Like, why are you doing interviews? And then now you look at them now and they saying they got a pod, which is all good. At the end of it all, I'm not here to complain about nobody. I'm not here to disrespect nobody. The deal is, anything that's going to push hip hop culture forward, I am all for it. Any and everybody that's adding on to that, I am all for it. I have no issues or problem with nobody that's pushing this thing forward, because at the end of it all, that's all I want. That's all I want to be a part of. I'm not here to kicking dirt on nobody's name. And this would just be too much of that too. So I just really just stepped away for a little while. I just took like a month off. I was like, yo, I'm off this, because I don't have nothing nice to say, and I'm just going to enjoy life. I've been in the gym every single day, going to the gym. Plus, when I went to Cancun, I gained like 6 pounds, and I was like, oh, nah, you got to get rid of that. So I went out there and did what I had to do. I got 38 Special that's supposed to come back up. You know, he wanted to redo our interview because he just felt like the original interview that we did, he felt like he didn't have the energy that he needed. He had just got off the flight. So I do have a 38 Special interview, but he wants to redo the interview. Benny the Butcher's coming back up. I have, Infamous Flea is coming through. I have a lot of I have a up and coming artist by the name of PC that I did an interview with. His interview got to come out. I got another interview, up and coming artist by the name of Brutini. His interview got to come out. So I have the content. The content is the easy part. I don't have an issue with the content. The content is easy. And then I got a lot more surprises of interviews that I've done, that's already done, that was done up at Intercom, that's going to come out. But I have to get this YouTube situation, you know, rectified before I drop any footage. And like I said, I see a lot of people subscribe to different channels and watch other people. Look, man, they could afford to just do certain things. They didn't have to go through what I went through to build this. You know, a lot of people piggyback off of what I did, and it's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's just the truth. It's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy for them to come and say, okay, this lane has been open, so I'm going to do this, I'm going to exploit this and do that. More power to them for doing that. If that's what they're doing to support and feed their family, cool. But I got a certain brand and I do things a certain way that I need for that to keep going. You know, I it's a certain way that I do what I do. And YouTube ain't it for me solely. I got other things. I got other ventures. But this is a major part of what it is that I'm doing. You don't get to build over 100K subscribers on your own merit, and have millions of views on YouTube on your own merit, and then partner up with somebody who's not helping you grow past a point. You know, when you get too big for certain entities, they either need to step their game up or they need to let you go so you can continue to be great. That's just really what it's all about. So that's the situation that I'm in right now. I just don't want to be in this YouTube partnership anymore, based off of, you know, things that was revealed to me. You know, like I said, I don't want to throw nobody under the bus. I'm not going to be negative about this at all. I just want to go, and so I could be able to do my thing and grow and really, really put forth a lot of the material that I have for my audience. And I'm not going to cheat my audience. I'm not going to do, you know, a bunch of crappy videos and just, you know, just stepping out of my lane, doing stuff just to keep the content going or just to keep the channel going, and then just start looking like a whole weirdo doing stuff that I have no business doing, because that's just not what I do. You know what I'm saying? I can do what a lot of these people do, but that's not what I do. I do interviews. I interview people. I get information. I like to bring you new people. I like to bring you, like I said, I like to bring you people that you love. I like to do things like that. So if I can't do that, then I'm going to chill until I figure everything out. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to drop audio though. So for everybody who's listening right now on iTunes or Spotify or radio.com or Stitcher, salute to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for, you know, my supporters. But my YouTube audience has really, really suffered because I ain't putting nothing out. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like I don't have nothing to put out. I got a whole lot of stuff to put out. But, you know, the way things are going, nah, we not doing it like that, because I'm not going to just be putting out stuff and I'm not getting fairly compensated for what I'm doing. You know, the way my channel is set up, I can't receive super chats when I'm live. I can't have people join, you know, my channel, you know, and I put the Patreon information out there, and many people don't go to the Patreon. Many people don't send in donations. You know, I can't get mad at nobody because they not sending me donations. I can't get mad at nobody because they not buying merch. This is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Some people just ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? All the information is there for people to do it. All the links is in the description box. Everything is there. Some people don't do it. I see some people donate to other people's channels. I remember I asked, you know, for donations to help me build. Some people was like, yo, you need to get a job. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, this is my job. My job is to bring content. But again, is how people look at you and how people value you based off of what's going on out there. And I realized too that people don't, you know, me and the brothers, I call on the brothers, the camera crew, but I, you know, me and the brothers talking about, it's like, yo, I don't think people really care about quality no more. They just want content. So the quantity of content that goes out, they just want that. So if a person will sit there, or a person will make 10 videos in a day, and it just, they, people just gonna watch that because it's just content. You know, they don't care that you might have had this camera angle, or, you know, this came in, or you asked that question. I mean, that's just what I'm starting to think. You know what I'm saying? I don't think really nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? And then you got a few people who do care, and you just cater to them, and you have your audience. That's it. But it's like on a mass level, I think people are gravitating more towards smut, more towards like talk content where people are ranting, or people are very emotional and nothing is really solution based. And I'm just like, okay, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But I'm still not going to jump in that lane. I'm still not going to do that because that's not what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I do. So, you know, I just wanted to update people, also put out some content. you know, where I've been, why you haven't seen any new YouTube videos from me. I got them. You know what I'm saying? I got them, but I really have to get this situation rectified so, you know, everybody could be happy and I can really do what I got to do, what I need to do. And, you know, I got some fire. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, it's tough when you know you got some fire and you can't release it. But this whole, you know, YouTube has really, really changed from when I first got on it. You know, why it changed, I don't know. I can't blame nobody. I can't say it's this person. I don't know. But YouTube has really, really changed how they, you know, how we give them stuff and how they give it to y'all. So a lot, so much has changed. And it's like, nah, I'm not going to get pennies for my hard work. I got overhead. I got, you know, I really spend on my product. You know what I'm saying? Just even sitting here talking on this program, the program is not free. You know what I'm saying? I have to pay for this, you know, so it's so many things that I have to pay for just to bring forth content. And I do it because, you know, this is what I do. This is what I chose to do. This is what I signed up for. I'm not complaining. But when you pay for stuff, you have to have money coming in to be able to keep paying for it. And you can't be taking money from over here and putting it over here. That everything has to make its own money to sustain. You know, it's almost like, I like to talk in these terms. Unfortunately, it's almost like you got weed money and you taking your weed money and buying crack with it. You know, that doesn't make no sense. When you get crack, the crack has to sell itself, and you have to be able to re-up with your crack money, not re-up with your weed money, because you're taking from one thing to do another. So what I'm doing on the audio, and nobody could talk to me about investing in themselves, because nobody has invested in themselves more than me, you know. But sometimes you need a little crowdfunding, sometimes you need a little assistance, and when that don't come, and you just got to do what you got to do. So that's just where I'm at right now. I'm at the stage of like, okay, I can't get this, I can't get that. I'm still going to do what I got to do, so I'm not going to let people beat me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let people not fairly compensate for what I'm doing. Shout out to everybody who has bought shirts, who purchased shirts. Shout out to everybody who's even a Patreon. Shout out to everybody who have donated in the past. Shout out to y'all. I'm not saying nobody has never done it. I would be sitting here completely lying. But, you know, it has to be consistent. It has to be persistent. And besides all that, I'm just still not going to be with a company that can't help me. You know, that I was told, yo, for what you do, we can't help you. You know what I'm saying? So for what I do, you can't help me. Why you holding me then? Just let me go. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to be in business with y'all, because it's about growth. And I'm doing a lot of work by myself. I'm only one individual. You know, you don't see all these celebrities sharing my stuff. You don't see a lot of that stuff. It's just me and y'all and the people who support me. You know what I mean? So it's been a rough, tough road. I'm here and I ain't going nowhere, but I just got to re-strategize. And when I went on vacation and I came back, I said, yo, okay, this is what you got to do. You got to figure this out. You got to figure out a way, and you got to let people know what's going on. I'm pretty sure I seen somebody, some moron put a comment up that I was arrested and all that. You know, I didn't get arrested. Nothing crazy has happened. It's just been me on a self-imposed break, me on a self-imposed hiatus, just trying to figure it out, trying to go through things legally to get everything together. So that's what's been going on with me. You know, make sure you still subscribe, still, because when this fire come, I'm telling you, it's scorching hot. I got them. And I got, like I said, I got people who, I can't give y'all everything, but you know, it is a lot to look forward to that I already have, and I got more coming, you know what I'm saying? And, you're going to be, when you see some of the things that I'm doing, you know, once this, everything is cleared up, you're going to be like, okay, I see why you just didn't want to just drop this. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just want to just put that out like that. You know what I'm saying? The way you wanted to roll it out. And that is really what it's all about. Because I'm competing with these corporations. I'm competing with Revolt. I'm competing with Complex. I'm competing with, you know, all these other people who's in my genre. And they got these major corporations where these dudes are just coming and sitting down and people are doing their editing, people are doing their marketing, people are doing their promotion, people got putting millions of dollars into them, you know, pumping their shit. And I don't have none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm an upstart independent, and I even help people. You know what I'm saying? We sign different people to the network. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, even though I ain't where I need to be, I'm still trying to help people get where they need to get. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you do this for. So I ain't beating y'all in the head. Not complaining. Spirits is still high. This will get worked out. We will get back to business. We will get back to busting their ass with these numbers. You know, and we will get back to really making an impact on the culture. Because I haven't even been out in a while. And ain't nobody put out nothing that was really, you know, culturally impactful that I saw. Maybe they did. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something went over my head. And I don't really be watching some people because, you know, how they carry themselves. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people just don't like the way they move. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of take away from your content when you move a certain way. Or especially if you was on your channel talking crazy about me. I'm definitely not watching you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good, you know? So it is what it is. But yo, again, shout out to everybody who has purchased merch. Shop.DoggyDiamondsTV is the site. Shout out to everybody who is a Patreon, who donate $1, $2, $3. Shout out to you. The Patreon link is in the description box. Shout out to everybody who has donated via PayPal. Salute to you. Shout out to everybody who has donated via Cash App. Shout out to everybody who even just never donated but just follow me on social media. Shout out to everybody who don't follow me on social media, and meaning Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, but you are subscribed to this iTunes, or you subscribe to this Spotify. Shout out to you. This is a long, hard road when you're doing it on an independent level. It is tough, but we persevered this long. We ain't come this far to turn back. Ain't no turning back. It's only forward progress. And like I said, I got the ammunition, but I'm just going to make sure that I got the right. I ain't want to say gun, because it's like, you know, they be kind of going. I got the ammunition. I just want to make sure that I got the right arms to fire it off, you know what I'm saying, in the platform and the canvas. Matter of fact, I got the right paint. I just got to make sure the canvas is right. You know, let me do it like that. Hit you with the Raekwon voice. You know what I'm saying? I got the right paint. I just got to make sure the canvas is right. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. Yo, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds No Filter is the podcast. Shout out to y'all. I'm out. Peace.
All right, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word, talk about it. Argue with me, I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds, I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.